What happened there?
Right, are we recording?
It says avoid legal snags by telling people you're recording them.
I am currently being recorded against my will.
Hashtag lockdown show episode one, motherfucker.
we are, mate, we're literally coast to coast.
Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm actually calling from Leith, the Leith area of Edinburgh, this afternoon.
I'm calling from the green side of Glasgow.
Mate, we are literally opposite coast.
Yo, my fucking biatch.
Have you been, how have you been, first of all, because you're under immense stress.
Mate, see, even before this fucking lockdown, I had enough.
I know. this lockdown couldn't have come at a worse time for your marriage.
Oh, mate, I tell you, B&Q sells slabs, right? That's where the wife and Wayne's are, under them. Nah, that's not true, but
You picked the wrong time to move into the middle of fucking nowhere, didn't you?
I know, but listen, see, forget about the fucking lockdown. How long ago is, we've not done an episode in forever.
Oh, mate, this year? Last year?
No, we did one this year.
Is it?
Did we know?
I don't know.
I am the same, can't remember. But listen, we're back, we're feeling guilty, and we want more money. We're waiting for the self-employed fucking announcements from the government. If they're good, we don't need to do another show. But right now, they're a bit shit, so...
I can tell you what that announcement is going to be. It's going to be... fucking sing for your dinner. It's gonna be fuck all. That's what it's gonna be.
It's mad.
I just got an email this morning, and see, it's happened so many times now that I'm not even bothered by it anymore. So I had two gigs in June, towards the end of June, that were still in the diary, and it's the only gig that still is existing, if you like. And then this morning I got the email to say they've both been cancelled as well, and I'm like, what the that was the last bit of hope. But even so much has been cancelled that I know now that it was inevitable, it was going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Aye. Well, this is what I was trying to, obviously everybody's in the same boat, right? People are, the domino effect or whatever you want to fucking call it, right? Even if things go up, right, we're all right next week.
Aye.
For festivals and gigs, they kind of just go, whoa, right, let's fucking cram in all the promotion, all the ticket sales in this wee windy and make it happen. I think 2020 is a fucking write-off.
This year's done. And the worry is that if things don't get back to normal soon, we really need 6 months of normality before we can start work again.
Alright.
Because your priority isn't going to be, let's go to a comedy show or let's go to a rave. Your priority is going to be, because here's the other thing, see all this, like, everyone's in the same boat, and to an extent, yes and no, because like people like us aren't in the same boat, because we're self-employed, we get any money, there's nothing
zero
coming in,
fucking, right? Zero.
There's no guaranteeing 80% of my salary, right? There's nothing.
Even if I got 8% of my salary, I'd still be getting zero. I was fucking looking through my 3-year accounts and all that, trying to gauge what I'd get.
that's when you start regret cooking the books, isn't it? I never made nothing, mate. I made fuck all money.
Fucking black economy, mate, that's what I've been doing.
the worry is if it goes back to normal, what normal is, what it looks like.
I have got, obviously, I don't want to get it. I've got the fucking acid hat on. I don't want to put the tinfoil hat on, right?
No. Put it on, mate. Put it on.
I will put it on. I fucking will put it on, right? Mate. Actually, I don't, you know that way where I don't like even saying it because I feel like the guy I don't like, but I'm the guy that I don't like with part of like this.
China's listening, mate. Be careful.
Exactly. Listen, for a start, right? Soon as things clear up, Gibbo, man, me and you. Couple of the boys, white van and they cunts in China, right?
Name their bats, mate. Name their bats.
They started it on their back cuisine. I'll fucking tell you, man. No, anyway, here it is, right? Here it is on a plate, right? Cheeky Miles fucking breakdown. The tinfoil hat breakdown. Because I've also got a side that just goes, ah, fuck it, we need to deal with it.
Huh?
This is World War III. It's happening. We just don't know. It's fucking gone on, right? This is a World War III fucking chess move. Possibly from China in the East, right? To weaken our defences, as in the fucking Great West that they fucking obviously don't like. The fucking, the economy, our economy, right? Fucking, not just me and your gigs, right? Like, what are the world's economy, mate?
Fucking gig economy.
Right, what is the gig economy? Is that like cunts like me and you do gigs?
Aye.
Is it? Because I was like, oh, it's fucking right on. Gig economy.
So it's getting a mention.
Gig economy, I was like, with the gig diary. Well, I'll be there on Saturday, mate. I'll be there on Friday. No.
Who books economy? Who books this gig economy?
Gunt's fucking headline every gig, man, in the TV, isn't it? In the news. Big Mojo, like,
Anyway, I was thinking, right, so like, World War III started, we don't know it has. The fucking Muppets, everyday life. The fucking main players, the guys, the game changers, they know the war started.
Uh-huh.
So China's sent in the fucking, the bat virus, right? Whatever the way I call it, right? Right, fucking COVID-19. It sounds like a fucking level out of fucking Call of Duty, doesn't it? They've sent in the bat virus. It's fucking weakening our economy, killing cunts, right?
Yep.
The global system's crashed. I don't know. I don't even know the markets.
The global markets, that's right. Our system sucks.
This is what I've missed. Mate, I have missed this in-depth intellectual conversation.
Exactly, man, exactly. I don't know all the big words, right, but you know where I'm coming from.
I know, mate, you say with passion.
Right, so the fuck is, right? Mate, yep. The fuck is, yep. Right up the wronging, right? our economy's crashed. Fucking, where China's is fucking soaring through the roof because they're making all the meds. They make something like, now again, this is just bullshit fact that I pulled out of nowhere, right? I think they fucking make about 80% of the world's medication or something like that. Anyway, they do a lot of Nike Sannies as well. All your Charlie Drake stuff, they're doing all that.
Mate, that's how they shift paracetamol. You can buy a pair of Air Jordans full of the brim of paracetamol.
It's not an air bubble, it's a fucking paracetamol bubble. Well, you Nike Air Max, you're Nike Air paracetamol begging.
I'm obviously not a big conspiracy theorist, right?
But you're a lot of one.
I'm starting to get a little bit, because obviously I think the time, so much has happened that you can't just go, hey, it's one of the things, right? Or it's, oh, this is part of climate change.
That's another fine mess you got me into.
I feel like I should be sitting with like a white cat. Chinese death flow.
It was like fucking a Stan and Laurel sketch here. And that's another fine mess you got me into.
Sorry, boss. Right, hear me out.
What was your theory? So,
at the start of this year, right?
Hold on, you could have done that with mime. You could have done your full conspiracy theory.
I don't know how to mime getting fucked in the ass properly. Right, so start of the year.
That was me getting, anyway, sorry, start of the year.
Start of the year, there was a study that was released.
See, I've got it.
With regards to climate change, right?
Huh?
And in the study it said that at the current rate of events in the world, that we are past the point where we can repair the damage that we've done. And it's now about trying to maintain the current levels that we're at with regards to the climate, right?
Okay.
And the scientists, whoever they were, I don't know enough about it, but the figure was given of 10 to 12 years, where if we don't have drastic measures in the next coming months or year, within 10 to 12 years, the Earth as we know it will either be wiped out, or it'll be a point where large parts of the Earth will be uninhabitable, crops won't grow, blah, 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 right? So at the start of this year, world scientists came out and said, we have to act now because the world's dying. We've only got 10 years left. Now, no one wants to say it and no one wants to admit it. The biggest polluters in the world are us humans, right?
Yeah, we are the virus.
It's no this, get rid of cattle. It's all the cows farting, man. We need to stop eating meat. It's none of that. It's fucking, it's humans, right? We are the biggest polluters. So, start of the year, scientists said something drastic has to happen. Fast forward 3 months, suddenly the Chinese are killing everybody.
So,
and you're telling me that, isn't connected, that this flu, that isn't like Ebola or like SARS, which is a mutation of the standard flu. This one comes out that isn't as visibly deadly, as in the disease itself doesn't do you what Ebola did, which effectively boiled you for the inside out. This is just a silent killer that you can't see. We don't know how it really moves. And when you get it, if you are vulnerable or of a certain age, you're fucking gone. It's almost as if they have invented the perfect disease, if you like, or the perfect thing to take it, right? Who would you kill within society? You can't kill kids. Nobody wants to kill kids, right? What about the most vulnerable? Ah, okay, right, fair enough, right? Well, listen, I've got a thing here that's going to take you. Anybody with an underlying medical condition or anybody old, as soon as they get it, they're gone. And all of a sudden,
that's going to free up pensions and all this kind of fucking money and all that as well.
Folk are dropping like flies. And now people are on lockdown, as in your freedom of movement's being restricted. So you're seeing places like, look for example, like Beijing, one of the biggest polluted cities in the world. They put a heat map out of 3 weeks after lockdown in Beijing, and almost all the pollution had dissipated. So is this now going to become a thing where every year we have these periods of disease where everybody's locked in for 2 months so that the earth can rebalance, and every now and again we start culling off 70 plus?
I didn't even think about it on anything like the fucking environmental scale, because all the Greenpeace cunts and that, they wouldn't really kill anybody. I don't even think governments are caring about environmental, but it's a good theory. But I think it's mere today where like a fucking chess game's getting played. And it's war. Because think about it, all these fat cats are just draining us. We are like the fucking, the batteries to their big game.
I can see you searching for words there. I can see your wee head going, what are you using in a game? Pawns, mate. We're pawns in this game.
I was going to say pawns, but that's been overplayed. But I tell you what, batteries. Regardless what happens, this lockdown thing is going to happen more and more, because it's the control that they want. They want everybody, no socialising. You know, that's how you control people, splitting them up. You know, Scotland, see, United, we stand, man. We stand. Divided, man. We've got the bat virus.
You control people through fear. That's what controls people.
Aye.
You make them afraid universally across the country, right?
Yep.
And then, regardless of what your political opinion is, or even if you engage in politics, if you are in a state of hysteria, you look towards your leaders for guidance, and our leader is our Prime Minister, whether you voted for him or no, right? And I'm no fucking getting into that. But the whole point is, as long as the news outlets in this country, BBC News, which is a joke, ITV News, which is a joke, even Channel 4 News now is getting beyond a joke, as long as the message is, be afraid, stay at home, we're all going to die, that's what gets everybody. Look at this, mate. I have never seen so many Amazon deliveries in my fucking life as it's been coming into my block of flats this week. Even this morning, the missus had to buzz the postman in, right, when I was out with the dog.
Mate, is that code word? Is that code for?
Hey, but listen, I need to pay the bill somehow. He was... see the fucking bags that was on this guy? He looked like one of the donkeys at the donkey sanctuary videos, you know, when he's carrying all the bricks. The cunt was fucking laden up, man.
Loaded.
And I'm like, you alright, mate? Well, it's fucking all these parcels, man. Every single night, see, because we are in a kind of horseshoe shape, right, block of flats, so you can see everything coming or going. Mate, every night, the amount of takeaway deliveries that are coming in, that's how people, they just keep the money going, keep it spending, do you know what I mean?
I know you're not a big Bill Hicks fan, right, but he touched about this in his videos in the early 90s. He was saying, you know, dividing us with fear, fucking we're going to have gladiators on 24/7, Pizza Hut firing fucking pizzas through a letterbox, yep. Staying us at home, fucking you're free to do as you want as long as it's what we say, all that kind of fucking shit.
Yep.
And I mean, but then you're reading the news and you're looking at things that are going on, you're going, this is like a fucking bad dream, this isn't it? I'm waiting for some cunt to go, go to you. It just doesn't seem right.
Again, see, because we're so used to watching films, right?
Where, watching films?
Aye, watching movies, right? For example, zombie movies, right?
Aye, Walking Dead, all that shit.
Because we're so used to watching that, we are conditioned to think that these things happen very quickly, i.e. within the first 5 minutes, somebody's been bitten the leg. The next 10 minutes is loads of zombies getting shot, then somebody gets pumped, then somebody gets killed, then it's over. This is real life. Mate, we are just at the start of the movie. We're not even 5 minutes in yet. Aye. It's going to get a lot weirder and a lot fucking mentaler before it even moves. Last night, right, I'll tell you this, mate, because you're my pal. You know what I mean? See,
just between me and you, mate, Neil, right?
Me and you, mate. See, last night was the first time that I actually got a little bit frightened by the whole thing, right? So I had to take all cardboard and recycle stuff down to the recycling bin, right? Because I'm trying to save the planet, mate. Know what I mean? The recycling bin is out on the street, so I took the dog out of me, came down in the lift, went through the underground car park, so I'm avoiding the outside world as much as possible, came out into the street, and it's maybe like a 10-metre walk from the car park to the street where the bins are, right, if that. Now, I noticed a car, big BMW X5, like, white, and it was sitting behind another car, and it just looked like two cars that were parked. Now, there was delivery drivers getting out, and I honestly thought it's a delivery driver. Started putting the rubbish, like, breaking up the cardboard and feeding it out of the bin, and next minute, the fucking blue lights came on.
From the X5?
It's an unmarked police car, right? So they've pulled this guy in, and obviously going like, what the fuck are you doing driving about at 10 o'clock at night, right? So when I saw the lights, I kind of went, oh, fucking hell, man, right, suppose. And then they saw me, and they went to go out the car as if like, what the fuck are you doing out in the street? But then when they saw that I had the dug, and I was putting rubbish in, and I just walked away. So before I got back in the car park, the car drove off, the police does a 3-point turn, it shone the lights up the drive where I was and then drove off, right? And that's the first thing I'm going, this lockdown's real. Like, I mean, I'm taking it seriously.
That's a police
state. I'm hardly, I don't leave the house, right? I'm not doing this whole, I'm allowed one exercise out. I don't, like, get fucked, right? Get fucked. If I don't need to go anywhere, we're not going anywhere. And the only way I need to go somewhere is if I can't get something delivered or like, I need to get to the shop. But even then, try and get online. But last night, that's the first time I've seen, fuck, the police are out and they're shutting people down. And then as I was walking back into the house, it just felt very eerie. It suddenly hit me as in, there's something in the air that could kill you, and you can't see it. You don't know who's got it, but it could kill you. The other thing that gets me as well is, I don't actually know what it does to you. Like, I've got a friend of mine, right, Richard Gadd, is a stand-up and an actor, and he's got it, and he is, like, talking everybody through what's happened to him, so he's lost his taste and his smell after 5 days of having it, doesn't know if it's coming back, but he's just describing it as, like, the worst flu you've ever had, right. Painful bones, terrible headache, and I'm going, right, well, is that what it is? Is it just a bad, really bad cold, or is it more? Do you mean, I still don't even know what it does to you.
Well, I think if you're unfortunate enough, to have underlying health problems, that's maybe where it's, that's your fucking kryptonite. That's when you're fucked. You might not even know you've got it.
Well, it's an underlying health, because I mean, you would argue, I mean, I'm fucking 10 stone overweight.
Mate, you just like your grub. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm just a big boy, mate. Big bones.
You're cuddly. You're cuddly.
Well, I was kind of the same. I was like, I don't even know any cunt with this virus. But then, 2 days ago, a friend of mine's fucking got it. And he got it through his work. And his boss actually phoned him up and said, you've got it. Don't come in. Because they got done an internal... they got an internal testing. And half of his workforce have got it. But the cunt's still keeping the fucking place open and getting the rest of them to go in, or they lose their job. It's fucking terrible.
I mean, that's the kind of... But again, seeing these situations... I think, no, I'm just saying people's attitude, as in the vast majority, right? Stuff like, no, this has never happened before, but when a state of emergency happens, everybody forgets the cunts that exist in the world. So see this whole idea of, we've got to support the NHS, we've got to support each other, we've got to do this because we're all in the same boat. That Disney's, all of a sudden, that doesn't mean that the cunts have escaped. This whole idea about people having their wages supported, or you should be working from home. See if there are, no, mate, that's not the only one. There will be hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses forcing their employees to come into work or telling them you'll lose your job. These cunts should be on the news. Aye. It should be BBC News, here's the update for the Prime Minister. Right, the next 5 minutes, we're going to list all the businesses that are forcing their work members to come in, otherwise they're going to lose their job. And then we should all be going, they'll be fucked if I'm ever going injured, and ruin them that way. The fact that, well, even...
your Amazons even and all that is...
Mate, a delivery guy turned up the other day, right, and I did think the mothership has landed and the fucking aliens are on the planet. This cunt was dressed up like a bubble suit, like there wasn't a bit of him showing, right? Mate,
what, with bin bags and that, or the real deal?
Mate, so he had a big puffer jacket, right?
Right.
The helmet on, right? But the puffer jacket is like fucking up the other side of the helmet. Then he got one of the like Formula One balaclavas on under the helmet. No, he had marigolds. Fucking sellotape run. So, the cunt's approaching with your chicken tikka masala. See this morning, the postman, man. The postman was just doing his normal gear. Even we got an Amazon, so I had to order like all the food for the animals, right? For the fucking menagerie, mate. Turns up, got a chap at the door, opened the door, and the Amazon boxes were sitting at the door. And then I'm like, what the fuck? And then I looked, and the guy was in the lift. Now, the guy's in the lift, he had the black latex gloves on, jacket all zipped up. Amazon guy, right, a TPD delivery guy, and he went, if you don't mind, mate, can I take your name? I went, Scott Gibson. He went, thanks, man, I'll just sign this. And I went, no worries, mate, and he disappeared. The day before that, the first part of the order, it's just an old guy, like an old delivery guy going, hey, how you doing, mate, you all right? I signed that, going, like, there are people who are not taking it serious.
Well, I think as well, there is that, but it's just, I think it's the way each individual deals with it. Like, you've got that young guy fucking, I don't know what, zipping your parker up, how that's going to fucking, I get the gloves and all that, but zipping your parker up, I get the hood up and all, mate, you just never know. It's fucking insane.
Again, this is what I mean by, you are controlled by fear.
Exactly. Oh, you can do it. You working in that? Get that big jacket on. The one, the big fleece one. That'll be better than the wee thin one. Is that what some folk think?
You see, if somebody actually sat down, like from, you know, the government, whatever, a scientist, and went, listen, here are the facts. There's no bullshit. This is it. Washing your hands does fuck all, right? No, this is how you can get it. You can get it from touching this, licking that, sticking that up the bum. Then people know, but they don't. What they've said to you is, wash your hands, stay in the fucking house, and if anybody sneezes on you, fucking cut their throat. Nobody really knows what's going on.
The mad thing about it is again, obviously, because, you know, with the old school rave thing, right, this is what I always think of it, right? Now, back in the day, and I'm not just saying this for a joke, right, this is fact, you would pop an eggie that has been smuggled in up some guy's asshole that smelt a shite. You would take that in a dancing, no question it, smell it, have a laugh about it, fire into it, give a cunt £20 for the privilege, and get right spark out of it. You'd be fucking, and you know, like, heavy, like disgusting, right? You'd go fucking back to after parties. Yeah, I don't know, you know, carry on.
Yeah, no.
But, and then you get the same folk who was there with you going, oh, for fuck's sake, I wouldn't go. No, no. Oh, you better wash your hands. And you're going, I've seen you take an ecky, it's come out of a guy's arsehole.
Literally from his arsehole.
I saw literally.
You suck it out of his arsehole.
I've saw him pull his foreskin back, and three eckies fell out of it. Three eckies fell out the ridge.
This is the chat that I've missed.
That's how I smuggled my fucking eckies in. Just got that, pull the foreskin back, and they would just pop out. That's how I would never be circumcised, because that was a good wee pouch to hold your eckies when you got to the dancing.
You just load your cock up like a Pez dispenser. Just popping them down your jab's eye, mate.
Tap it in your mate's chins, just for banter.
The problem is, but then if it fires out, you can shoot the dog. Stand back, man. Open your mouth or take your eye out.
Try to rub one out in the Sunday, you end up mad with it again.
It's dissolved, my balls are there. I don't know, man. It feels as if something else is going to happen. When's cunts start biting each other?
Aye, I'm kind of worried about. I seen a wee taster of it in supermarkets with queues, and I went to Costco, and there was a definite, the first wave of bulk buying, cunts got. This is the thing, toilet roll. Why? We're going to be forever known as the nation that panicked and bought fucking toilet roll. I don't. Why? Mate, you know, aye, it's not the thing I think about in a fucking.
How many bog rolls have you got in the house? Hunters.
Only because we've got the Airbnbs and nobody's using them, we'll get extra ones now.
Shut up. You are but king of the panic buys.
No, listen,
you've been panic
Costco,
buying before this happened.
I've still got toothpaste I bought in the 90s for Costco. The big fucking box of it. I don't know why. But, you know, we'll buy like the big fucking 24 pack out of Costco every couple of weeks because we've got the flats to put it in the fucking.
Yep.
Nikon's using them anymore. So we've got a couple of extra rolls. If you want to buy some, post it up. You know, mates rates. But, you know what I mean? I don't understand why toilet roll is the fucking thing we're going to be forever known of panic buying. Surely panic buying, I'd get myself an AK-57. That's what I'd be panic buying if I could, you know, if I really thought I need to fucking get some here. I'd be buying knives. Mad shit.
I mean, if I could get my hands on a gun, I'd buy one.
You know you fucking would. You see, even all the fucking fairy cakes that go, I'd never fire a gun. You fall of shit, you want one right now.
I'd fire it twice. Just to make sure. One in the head, one in the chest.
Just pin cats and cunts ass. I don't eat the virus, mate, I'm sorry.
One in the lower back, so it's really painful, just to slow them down. And then one in the heart and one between the eyes. I'm taking no chances, man.
I'd be shooting fingers off when they're waving at me.
especially now that I'm in Leafs. I don't know if it's a junkie or a zombie, man. I can't take a chance.
All right, but Ken fit like, but what?
Bang. You shot my dad. You get shot off.
Taking a full street out. Fucking. Sorry, mate. I thought they were fucking.
How's the
batter up?
How's the chickens,
mate? It's the best thing I've got. I know you've been saying to me for absolutely ages, get chickens, right?
Told you.
And I was up for it. But they're like wee pets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're wee characters. I actually spin myself sitting on a chair, just watching them.
Very therapeutic.
It is. And it's fucking probably helped me a wee bit just to walk out the house, sit in a chicken coop, and just
and
fucking
cry. Just cry.
The wains can't see us.
No, that's it.
The wife can't see us. It's just that. Three chickens drinking on my teardrops.
See, once you've had them about maybe 2 or 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
they'll know who you are.
Brilliant.
They'll start coming up to you and they'll eat you your hand on that. They'll
Come on, right. Yes. Yes, I'm up for that.
So what you need is take all your clothes off, fill your belly button with seed, and then they'll come along and just eat you your belly button.
sounds like a fucking great afternoon. But it's their horns that freak me out. Them gerbils, chickens, all the wee mad horns. You know the ones that look like old ninja guys' horns? It just freaks me out. I've got a phobia about them. Birds, feet in particular.
Have you tried picking them up yet?
No, I've kind of touched it, but I've no. Did I send you that fucking WhatsApp video of the old Chinese guy pumping a chicken?
You did, mate.
Mate, it scarred me for life.
I know it scarred me. I don't know why you say it with that. I only send you fun stuff.
Aye, but I just saw it.
And then as soon as you go, oh, the bad. I've not pumped one.
Hey, I think that's how. The viruses there, man. Guns just do their pumping all sorts.
Listen, I know that. Here's the thing, right? And I think that because people are so sensitive to certain things, right? I am not a racist. Now, when most people start a sentence with "I'm not a racist," it means they're going to say.
There's usually a but there,
right? But.
But. Hello, your brother.
There's obviously been a lot of racist attacks on Chinese Asian people since all this started, right?
Where is it, man? Bomb them.
What you've got to remember is everything that happens in other parts of the world are cultural. They will do things there that we don't understand, and we will do things that they don't understand, right? But I just think if somebody's having sex with a chicken, questions need to be asked.
And then they're fucking going eating a bat.
Now, I'm sure there's a farmer up in fucking Fraserburgh or Peterhead that has sex with all his chickens. I'm not saying it's just a Chinese thing. I'm saying that if you're having sex with animals, we need to find you and put you in a jail. That's all I'm saying.
I just need to gear my phobia about trying to grab them once I can hold them correctly.
Ah, you'll be fine. Just make sure you keep a hold of his wings.
I just he don't fucking hold his beak down.
See the thing with that video? Who's filming him?
I was thinking maybe he had like fucking special needs and it's his carer or something like that going, wait to show the boys this. And it's got a horn. They've shared it, you know, and it's just fuck. Did you see the Rogan hang with the Finn, the guy, the black guy with the big dick?
No.
No, that meme. I've sent you that meme. It's like fucking. What is it? A meme or a meme?
A meme? A meme?
A meme? I sent you that meme.
Did you get that meme? I sent you the black boy with the big willy. Did he reply back to you? What did he say?
It's the guy, the big guy with the big fucking tadger.
Aye.
The guy tracked him down. He's aye. Dead. Tracked his wife down, or his girlfriend.
She's turned inside out.
To make sure that she could walk again.
She's a transformer. She's fucking dead for the waist down. She's no walk since 1983. That was only half it.
It was just a fucking heat. A heat left.
A bag of skins.
He'd pump fuck you.
Again, these are the in-depth conversations that I've missed.
But he did the tractor doing.
What's that going to do, a guy shagging a chicken?
I'm just talking about another meme. Mimi. Fucking Mimi daft.
Oh.
So he's fucking tracked her down to make sure he find the guy who took the original photograph, and some company had done t-shirts to get her money.
Right.
They had to do a GoFundMe for his funeral and all that.
Jesus.
And apparently he didn't.
Had to go in a separate coffin. They want his cock buried by himself. It's a bit easy, boy. The cremation took 6 days.
There was a fucking queue of women trying to pump him before they buried him. They think I'm to set and fucking set the fucking place on fire.
They could have just tied a bed sheet to it and could have sailed him down the water.
Fire that is him. Fucking what a Viking burial.
An old blues, we old blues band. This is my father's movie. Oh, <bom, bom. laughs> man, that's a deed guy you're laughing at. That's a deed man.
Oh, that's terrible. Maria's just walked in the room, she's looking at me in disgust. That's
it. We need to get the chat back.
Walk past.
How's the
Take your glasses off if you're going to say hello.
how's the new gaff anyway? How's it getting on?
I just cracking on with it, man. You know what I mean? Everything's on pause now. There's no rush anymore.
You seem as if you're still in the same room. What happened to the, what happened to the studio?
I'm in the same ducat.
I know. What happened?
Mate, honestly, we've had to fucking just hit pause because there isn't any income.
You've got hundreds of time. Fucking get a paintbrush, get moving.
Aye, time, but you need to fucking plan financially how you're going to get over this fucking speed bump. I say speed bump, that was the only fucking word I could come up with.
You gotta need to sell some hoosies, mate.
Check this. Bill, here's the thing. Sell a hoose, right? Who's gonna fucking buy a hoose? Right. Apart from some rich, big rich one. Millionaire. He's gonna sweep in, buy shares, hoosies, yep. take the piss out of all your tragedy.
Mate, there is somebody sitting right now who is understanding global markets, understands the financial crisis, who will make tens of billions from everybody's hurt and pain. I guarantee you.
I actually said to Maria, right at the start, I said, this is probably a time, if you've got money to invest in fucking some stocks in Apple or something like that that's fucking plummeted.
Hey, toilet roll.
Fucking Andrex. They cunts are fucking like that, aren't they?
Of course, mate, this is it. What, like, just now when the market has crashed, this is when people who are very wealthy, very rich,
make even more money.
Put things into place so that in a few years they are even wealthier. They will not use their wealth or their connections to help people's current situation. They will use their money to ensure they are wealthier in the future.
Aye.
It's like all these fucking celebrities and even millionaire fucking comedians that I've been seeing going, we're all in the same boat together, posting for their mansions with their fucking...
That really hurts me. See that fucking Sam Smith fucking oddity?
Honestly, I was hoping that a barrel of the gun would just go in and fucking take a bit.
He's sitting in his £12 million mansion, posing... Aye. Fake tears or whatever, saying, you know, don't let it get in here. I was like, I just fucking kill him, going, mate. Then again, no, the wee voice in the back of me is saying, maybe he's fucking got depression, maybe he's suffering, and it doesn't matter what your mansion is, it's your state of mind. That's the fucking fragile thing. But you know, it's a fucking, they can't do gigs, so he's just selling his cell.
Look, here's the thing, and obviously, I'm very conscious about, you know, when you say to certain people, because like you, rightly said, you don't know what someone's mental state is, but this whole idea of we're all in this together, we're not all in this together. Everyone is experiencing this because it's happening across the world, but everyone is experiencing it on completely different levels. There are a lot of us who stand the chance of losing everything, losing the house.
That's the scary thing, like, everything.
We can pay our rent this month. But next month, if I don't do something drastic in the next 5 weeks to try and generate some kind of income, we're going to be in a very difficult situation. Now, there are a lot of people who are getting mortgage breaks and they're asking landlords to pass it on, but it isn't a break, because all that's going to happen is when people start going back to work again, our landlord will go, right, instead of paying, you know, your rent of this, I knew one and a half rent, you're going, well, no, I'm completely fucked because I'm never going to go back out there again. Mm-hmm. Do you know what, mate? See, honestly, the really horrible thing that this has done in my mindset is I have always been in the attitude of, as long as I do good work or create work that I'm proud of, I'll always get by. As in, as long as I do what I think is good work, I'll always get by. Now my mindset is, see, if I don't have money, you're fucked.
And you start making any decisions just to get the money in, sort of thing.
Everything's just based on money now, because I have watched enough people in my industry who are not only bad comedians, they are fucking garbage. They're some of the biggest amount of shit that I've ever seen in my life. But they are bringing in 100 grand a year plus, bringing in 200 grand a year plus.
By doing what?
by sucking the right cock, getting into the right places, doing everything that is against the art form. You look at, you're in this, you look at music, look at DJs. The amount of fucking DJs that are utter, that are shite, couldn't they fucking set up a desk if you asked them? They'll be millionaires.
The thing that's annoying me is, I think I told you about this, right, no long after the lockdown started, there was DJs who, you know, are on crazy wages saying, I'm sorry you can't get to my show tonight, there'll be full refunds, but what I'd rather you did was just donate your ticket money to me because I've no get any gigs. Wow. And I was thinking, you're a fucking, probably close to a millionaire anyway, multi-millionaire even, yep, and you're still trying to rinse people who are in less privileged position than you, and you're still trying to rinse money out of them.
Yep.
And I just thought, that's fucking disgusting.
Yep. Yes. Mate, even I had, so I had 3 gigs out of the 12, right, that I was doing the ticketing for. So obviously I can see the money on C tickets, and I'm going, if I could just get that, if I could somehow keep those gigs alive, that would give me some money in May that would keep me going. And then when I cancelled them, I was like, I need to let it go. Now, there was part of me that was going, hoping that people would maybe do something like, oh, I'll sign up to Patreon, or I'll buy the album on Bandcamp. But you can't ask people to do that.
And it's a domino effect. Everybody's getting hit at different levels.
You just got to let it go. Do you know what I mean?
But could you not have rescheduled the date, kept the date happening, the gig happening, but on a different date?
I've moved the dates, some of the dates to the next year, but you've got to give people the option of the money back, do you know what I mean?
Aye, aye. Again, in our profession, you know, I'm the same, you know, like, with fucking dates moving, changing. What's the boy there? Moving, changing, getting cancelled, postponed. There's nothing much you can do. Even the new postponed dates, you're going, if this is still fucking dragging out, it's fucked again.
The worrying thing as well for me is, I'm moving everything the next year, right, 2021. The two things are going to happen. One, every fucking man in his dug is going to be doing dates.
2021's fucking rescheduled for every cunt. Right. Every comedian, every band, everything.
I guarantee you right now, see every band that split up, the reunion's happening in 2021. See every comedian that hasn't toured or hasn't done a show for 5 years because they're a millionaire in Hollywood and they don't need the money and they don't give a fuck about the game anymore, they're doing a world tour in 2021. Every fucking snake bastard.
Why do you think they're coming back at 2021?
Because hopefully that's when the world gets back to normality.
But will it? Because even if you reschedule a date, everybody's... All right, pause your mortgage. What does that mean? Oh, you just pay it fucking 3 months later. It adds to your term. You're still in debt. The banks are the only ones making money. Your landlady says, aye, right, we'll fucking pause your rent. You just keys it when you get back. People are only going to get back to normality in a bad financial position. The last thing they're going to have is money to go out and buy a ticket or go to an event. So it's not going to be an instant recovery.
But mate, you're looking at this from your point of view. There are people who are in, for example, husband and wife, 2 kids, right? Your situation, okay? But
they're getting full wages, fucking for
both of them, successful jobs. Both of them are working from home. Nothing's changed. If anything, they're spending less money because they're not commuting to work every day, they're not buying lunches, they're not going for drinks on a Friday night. If anything, they're spending less money. So this is what I mean when I say we're no all in the same boat. Yes, aye, we're experiencing this together, but we're no all in it together. In the same way as this, and this is the thing that said to me, right, I've seen the comments on Twitter, some of them are quite funny. Even if you are skint, people like Oasis, mate, they announce a fucking reunion tour in 2021. You're talking, what, a couple of $100 million? Easily.
Right.
Easily. Cunts would walk through fire to get a ticket to that. Do you know what I mean? You have something like, I don't even know who you know, what comedian would do it, but I guarantee you all the big guns in UK comedy are back out with a tour in 2021. Because even if
they're thinking there's a disposable income there, I'm going to clean up.
Not even that, mate. Just looking at their bank and going, I only made 10 million last year instead of 12 million, right? We're going heavy this year.
I tell you what, but on a positive note.
But even that, look at Sam Smith, cunts like Sam Smith, I guarantee you he's on a fucking world tour in 2021.
I couldn't support him because he had such a hard time.
It's the thing that got me was see when Chris Martin put up a live, he did a live show, like Coldplay.
I watched it for about 3 seconds, I had enough.
Here's the thing that gets me. People like that, Chris Martin, Sam Smith, all these fucking arseholes, right? And they are arseholes, and I don't care if you like, I'm not talking about their music, I'm talking about them as people, they're arseholes. Because see, once this is all back to normal, see if Chris Martin really feels that strong about people, or Sam Smith, all he's got to do is say,
do you
know
what? Cut them all?
No, I'm doing a tour next year, right? And I'm paying for the tour. Every single ticket's free. Every single ticket's free. So if you want to support me, buy a t-shirt when you get to the gig, but every ticket's free and they go and sell them all, first come first serve. But they'll know, Chris Martin will say, guys, we're back again, we're going to come out and support the world in Greenpeace and let's all be together. Tickets are on sale
tomorrow. Tickets are £50.
No, mate, they're £125 plus VAT, plus booking fee, plus a venue subscription.
Hold on a minute, what is it, Maria? There's a bird in my chicken coop and they're all chasing each other.
Jesus, you better go and you better go.
I have to go. I have to end the show right now.
Jesus Christ. It's real life. real life, mate.
But no, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, man. But to try and get some kind of bit of positive foot it, and that my mate posted this, right? And I was the guy who killed the vibe, right? He posted, can you imagine how good it's going to be? Your first meal out, your first pint in your local pub, your first concert, first fucking gig. After all this, how good and life affirming it's going to be.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I wrote, everybody's like, oh, it'll be amazing. And I wrote, what if you never get that chance again? Because that's what I genuinely, that was the first thing that came into my head. You know, if you want to believe in a yin, you got to believe in a yin, you know, this world of opposites, it's, you know, you can't be going, it could be fucking brilliant. You've got to think, or, you know, I could never go, I could never be sure shot on, I can't wait to my first pint out in a boozer. I would go, what if I never get another fucking pint in a boozer? Because I can't let myself believe in one and know the other.
I think for me, mate, it's kind of putting into my head that, I'm not. See, after all this kind of sense of, I've lost my year's work, right? I have no work, so I don't have a backup. Like, I don't have a financial backup. Like, this is my job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have like rich parents. I don't have another stream of revenue, right? And what it's saying to me is, I am valuing my time and my money. So, for example, if I go out after this, if it ends when it ends, and we go for a meal, and that meal is average, I'm not accepting that anymore. Because normally in the past, like we've spoken about, I would go, it's fine, I'm not going back there. I'll be like, nah, man, life's changed. People can't get away with what they did in the past, just serving up shit, or also delivering shit, i.e. a shite DJ, a shite comedian, a shite night out. We can't accept it anymore. Life's too short, it's too precious. Your time, look at us, we are, now I'm lucky. My missus is brilliant, right? She's a fucking good laugh, right? Cracking. But can you imagine being stuck in the house with some fucking nut job, man?
Divorce rates and all that and split ups are beginning through the roof.
Your time is so precious now, right? That people need to actually think about the product they're putting out and what they're delivering. You can't afford to just throw it away now.
Amen. But equally, Scott.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen, by the way. But equally, there'll be cunts going, yes, we are the world. Oh, there's going to be a charity single, isn't there? There's going to be a fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It'll be a grime COVID-19 album.
The COVID collection. Oh, Jesus, man. There's going to be some fucking horrible. And who's getting cash? Who's getting the fucking cash?
Give us your fucking money.
Hey, Boris Johnson in here with the tie half cocked.
Do you know that fucking, what's his face? What's his name? Fucking, give us your fucking money. Who's that? Band-Aid? Bob Geldof?
Boner.
He's, they made a comeback.
Aye, no, the Boomtown Rats are fucking touring. Aye. Can you fucking believe that?
Well, they're not touring now.
Aye, cancelled now. Get up, yeah. Aye,
but I bet he'll do COVID. COVID 2021.
Bat tour.
The Bat tour, mate. It's bat in black.
Jesus Christ. And
a giant chicken comes to the stage and he falls out the back of his arse.
Fucking bats.
We're raising money for the people affected by COVID-19.
Get off the fuck. We want your fucking money. Too many people have been fucking eating bats. We want that to stop now. Apparently, the Chinese government stopping them feeding fucking live animals or some carry on like that. You know that's bullshit, isn't it? They'll be like, listen, we'll tell them that they know. Once you get back to talking about Brexit, eat that fucking dog. That's what's going on, isn't it? Isn't it? That's the carry on, that's the shit.
It's just a different part of the world, right?
I know that, but here it is. Things are alright, it's manageable. Governments are going, I will fucking pay in your house. All right, you're self-employed, we'll give you a couple of biscuits. Fuck knows what they're giving us, right? Yep. They're going to get everybody financially sedated.
Yep.
I don't know how long that's going to last until cunts don't get money. They switch internet off, something goes down, riots, hatred. Oh, mate. Hatred's going on.
Mate, if the Wi-Fi went down in this country, it would be ablaze within hours.
It would be like fucking the Purge out in the streets.
But again, it shows you how people are controlled. Look at the other day when Disney Plus launched. Everybody's social media feed. Disney saves the day. Disney's getting. I'm going.
Fuck that.
You are brainwashed, man.
Think I want to watch Aladdin?
Yeah, you're not going to pay £50.
I'll go to Nicole, my man. You know what I mean? But it's one of the ones where what Netflix in Italy and Sky in Italy gave everybody like fucking a free week or something like that. And you're going, oh, that's great. No, that's a fucking marketing exercise.
Of course it is, mate.
You're going to get tenfold.
Of course it is. It's the same way. See the whole thing, like, all the Italians are out in the balcony all singing, Nessun dorma. Right, they're all loving it, going, oh, fucking solo mio. Everything's great. And people are like, how can we do that? Because it doesn't work in this country. Because that's not us.
Because we'd get, what am I fucking doing? I'm trying to get a fucking sleepy, you prick.
But you know, constantly on the balcony blasting Simply the Best.
I'd be fucking. No, I'd be that and fucking Bits and Pieces and fucking George Bowie stuff and all that, wouldn't it? Oh man, it's just fucking. What happened? But I'll tell you what as well, I was jaded with the full COVID thing before it gets heavy here because we were watching it. We've got Italian television for Maria. So we were seeing it unfold there and the madness fucking happening. Obviously, talking to family there and just going, this isn't fucking right, you know, like 800 folk a day, and going, fucking
wait,
hell.
Is it bad in her village, her local bit?
Her brother stays in the north, which is just outside Rome. They're on lockdown, can't even fucking leave their house. They stopped all the jogging and the fuck, they stopped that, because obviously the Italians are just going, fuck it, I'm jogging, but they were all just hanging about. Everybody's confined to their house. Her dad's down the south, which there's been a couple of cases, but because he's very old, she's freaking out saying, stay in, right? He's fucking still went out, and police are going, what are you doing out? And he says to them, what are you doing out? That's the fucking old school mentality he's got, you know what I mean? He went and bought mushrooms the other day, she was freaking out saying, you should be staying in a house, you can't be gone out.
What do you mean mushrooms?
When they buy, it's one of the, it's a place where if you want mushrooms, you go to the guy who grows it and buy them in bulk.
I thought the old guy's like, listen, head, if I'm going out, I'm going out strong.
I want to see the colours before I pop it.
Why, mate? I've always wanted to be a big white rabbit. Did I tell you? See, I've not even got to give you my fucking Amsterdam stories when me and the missus were there.
That's right. You're lucky you're fucking back just before it all kicked off.
I know. we're walking past a mushroom shop, and she's like, "Do you want to get mushrooms?" And I went, "No, I'm not your display." she had two drawers of a joint, and she was out her dial. And I was like, "There's no way you're getting mushrooms." We're sitting in this big long bench, and she's like, "I'm 4.5 a seat." I was like, "You're not moving." I'm four and a half a seat. So the mushroom shop, right, it's got it all in a big poster telling you what all the mushrooms are. So it's things like, if you wish to meet the gatekeeper, see the stream of knowledge, right? Exactly. So it's giving you all this description. It's telling you, like, how strong it is, what it affects, like, mind, body, and soul, right? And then see the last... The last mushroom, the very last mushroom on it, on its description, it just said,
"Mindfucker."
It just says, "What is life? What is life?" Question mark.
Is that the man you took? Two bags of happy.
That's what I'd have. What is life? Hey, so what kind of mushroom are you looking for? What kind of trip you want to experience?
What is life, okay?
What is life? Hey guys, you have a question, what is life?
I'm like, aye mate, aye.
You think it's mushroom, man, what is life? What is life?
Mate, see that mushroom, right? Is that like, mate, all the fucking Wendy's in that melt?
What is life? Tell me you got two bags of it.
See the last time my pal took that, he fucked a chicken, mate. I've been watching that stuff.
He was an old day in China, and I was filming it.
Yeah, remember me fucking Charlie? Remember Charlie Wong up the flats? He took one of them and he shagged a chicken. Big Stevie recorded it, put it in the internet. No way, man. Having sex with animals.
Mad Frankie, done a can of gas, man, before you know he's pumped chickens out the back.
See, to get back onto chickens quickly.
Oh, to get back onto what bags of mushroom did you get?
We never got mushrooms, mate. We just got joints. Just get pre-rolls.
No. You should have
got. One of the best holidays ever.
Couple of bags of what is life would have made it the best holiday ever.
No, but 4 days, nice wee apartment and a good bit of Amsterdam, and just never planned a thing. Got up, had a coffee, and then we just went into the street and we just fucking went wherever for 4 days, and it was brilliant. None of that stress of going like, right, we're doing this and we're doing that. The only thing we'd organised was Anne Frank's house, because you got to book in for it. But other than that, mate, it was bright, man. It's fucking great. It's just the best city in the world. I fucking love it, man. Absolutely love it.
It's mad. It's also the maddest city in the world. I don't know.
It's once you get away, if you're like, see, because I've been so many times now, like, you know, the good thing about it is that whole tourist bit, like the red light district and the canals, it's all kept there. So the further back you get, the less and less you see. So once you've been a couple of times, you know that there's loads of wee districts within Amsterdam, and you just stay within that, and it's fucking great, man.
The last time we went, I try to remember the name of the shop, but I couldn't remember. We found this fucking place that made sandwiches with like the lamb. They've got it and they fucking cut the wee thin layers of lamb, that and tomatoes, and they give you like amazing glasses of wine. That was like the highlight of my fucking trip there. That wee cafe.
We just ate hundreds of food, drank loads of bevy. It was great, man. Walked about. It was brilliant. Just best. I'll fucking love it, man. Absolutely. I wish it was there now.
Trapped here, locked down there.
I'd be fine, mate.
With a bag of fucking what is life?
A bag of what is life. And a couple of Stroop waffles.
Get off that balcony. What is life, mate? What is life?
I'm free.
Right. Now, the chickens that you got are obviously high-end designer chickens.
No.
They look
fucking right good, didn't they?
Tell me, did Gary give you abuse for no rescuing them?
He pulled me up, he said, "You should have got rescued chickens," and I was like, "Big man, I just wanted to fucking get up and gone.
Just spent £1 million in a new house, Jing. I'm bringing in fucking bastard renegade chickens. I want high-end chickens, mate.
If any of the neighbours see fucking scumbag chickens, they're going to judge me."
No, it's fucking a Stanley blade sellotaped to his wing.
I wanted like a big fucking, it's like, they look like fucking peacocks, pheasants. I don't know. I went to the farm that you suggested,
Yep.
That was doing fucking, it was 30 miles away from where I was, and then a fin one in Howard, which was just fucking 10 minutes away. I went there, great wee set up, the guy and the woman, really helpful. Exactly. They're only a tenner each.
Aye, that's about right, aye.
But they don't lay eggs till about a month or something like a couple of weeks.
You might find they lay quicker than that.
So, I go to them, and I never even thought, they look fucking right good, until a couple of folk went, they look really healthy. And I was thinking, well, what's, is it because they're young?
No, it's because they're obviously, they would have been, to an extent, free range when you got them, because if you're getting it for the place I'm thinking you're getting it for, they've got loads of them.
Aye.
So they're not in cages. Whereas the ones that Gary is talking about are being rescued from farms. So it's like a chicken farm or a battery farm where they're all fucking bashed together. Aye. Feathers are missing and things like that.
How long do they live?
Fuck, I don't know, mate. Years, as long as the foxes, they kill them. Years.
Because Maria said they don't live long, and I was thinking that's probably because she knows her dad's going to kill them.
Maybe, aye. I don't know. Is there
just a period of time they can lay eggs and then they're fucking redundant?
I think what eventually they'll stop laying, aye, when they get.
Because I don't want any freeloaders on my land.
I know, mate. That's you need to get her dad over for fucking, you know, Southern Italy, chop his head off.
I want to get wee chooks. I was thinking about getting a cock in, so as I can get wee, so as I get wee, the wee fucking wee cute things.
you need to finish building that bloody studio.
I know. I can't do the studio anymore. I'm in this fucking corner.
Mate, you need to get out of that corner.
Aye.
I think you need to get back to the original idea of being in the outhouse. That's what it needs to be.
Of course I do.
That's what it needs to be, mate.
That was getting done up for Airbnb, which...
Fuck that, carry on.
And technically I could build up the new, but I don't want to then build it up to strip it down to get parked back out again.
I think you just build it up and then you squatters rights, mate, you're not moving.
Aye, I'm in. Aye. Just cunts fucking renting it and I'm like that in the living room.
And you just need to say, listen, we've been through quite a lot this year. I need that space.
It's my time to shine.
You need that space.
I bought Hunters, no Hunters, but I bought some new acid fucking stuff.
Aye.
Amazingness.
Mate, you need space to have that out.
I know. It's on a fucking table. New when drum machines.
When you did a live DJ set on Facebook.
You know what? I actually was just having a laugh saying, I wonder how long it'll be till I crack. And I couldn't believe the response.
Mate, you'd love it. I bet you'd enjoy it. I did that wee quiz last night and I actually enjoyed it.
Because it's giving you something today as well, isn't it? That's what it is. You're just getting a release.
The first time in weeks I had that nervous gig energy. I was generally nervous before it because I wanted to make sure it went all right. And then when I started broadcasting, I didn't have the mic up, so I was pure like that, talking away, nothing was coming out. And fucking, the missus came running in for the living room, she's like, I've no volume. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Put the fader up.
I really don't, obviously, two things. It's not a club environment, right? It's me and my fucking, I'd rather they have the music in the background and just talk to cunts. That's more appealing to me than fucking watch me mix this in. Who's interested in that? Obviously people are, but...
We should do a hashtag live lockdown.
Listen, we should actually fucking do a... We can't even go... Because we spoke about looking to do a hashtag live show. We can't even go, this is what we're going to do, because we fucking don't know. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
What we should do, as soon as we get the all clear, we just announce a fucking wee cheeky date.
Yep.
And get all the heroes together, maybe room 2 classic grand for a big piss up and us just talking shite and record a live episode.
Oh, as soon as we can get out, I'm fucking gigging everywhere.
Fucking any weddings, supermarkets, the lot. I'll be DJing in toilets anywhere.
I don't give a fuck, mate. Much cash, I'm there.
Cunts like that. You want to play my 40th? Nah. See, no. No bother. When is it?
Aye.
You want me to set up that pace table in the corner? Fucking no bother. I'm there. Just keen it. Shabba.
Right, we're going to need to wrap this up, man, because we're over an hour already.
That's over an hour. That was a good wee fucking episode. Your job today is to fucking... when you get time, try to do something with the video and I'll fucking piece together the audio.
I'm going to try and download it the now and see what I can do with it.
Right. Well, listen, we'll fucking do another one. I'll get this. 105 minutes will go.
Right.
That'll be quite a big file, I'd imagine.
Oh, that's... I'll hang on to you, look at it now. Right. Stay safe, wash your hands, and I'll chat to you off air.
Aye. And I think to all the heroes out there, look after each other, guys. And keep the fucking Patreon donations flowing in. You know, I'll just, you know, we don't have a fucking GoFundMe page, but you know. Right. I'm doing it for you, Scott. I'm doing it for you. I've got chickens.
I know, mate, and fucking acid hats to fund. I'm doing my best.
And if you do want one of these hats modelled by Scott and myself, it's on the shop. I have to say, you like that one, didn't you? They're a great fit, you know, and it has kept my head warm.
I've got a big head and it's a good fit.
One size fits all. Anyway, we'll be back with another episode.
Well,
all the best.
Take care. See you later. Hit it.
I have to hit stop recording now.
How you doing?
Hold on.
The hashtag show.co.uk.